This is Senator Al Simpson. Some in the Congress say they support a tax cut, and then they fight hard against crucial tax breaks set to expire in January. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last week, the chairman of the House Ways and Means called for a major tax cut for the middle class. Yet a few days later, he turned right around to say Congress would not pass this year's extension of the dozen crucial tax breaks set to expire on January 1st. Ted, these tax breaks are for vital things like low-income housing and research and development credits for struggling high-tech firms. The Democrat let-them-eat-cake attitude will only hurt the homeless. Ted, one minute you exhort and orate about the economy, and the next you're making it worse. We need to extend those crucial tax credits before Congress leaves town for the holidays. Are you going to help, Ted?
Al, it doesn't make it any easier to swallow, but Congress has a long and notorious history of riding to the rescue of those tax breaks at the last moment, just as they're expiring. Sometimes there's a miscalculation and the provisions actually run out, but Congress usually makes amends and extends them retroactively so that most of the damage is repaired. It's no way to run a railroad or the Internal Revenue Code. Businesses and taxpayers need to plan ahead. They can't do it if Congress is jerking around the tax laws with these on-again, off-again extensions. The heart of the problem is that these provisions, and there are only 12 of them, are second-class citizens. Almost all of the tax code is permanent law. These 12 provisions are not. For various budget and policy reasons, they're on a short leash, extended year by year. I'm with you, Al. There has to be a better way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's economic policy. Is there one? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.